And we're back here, WWGH Radio's 5th anniversary special slash party here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, heard streaming live all over the world at WWGH1071.com or on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. It is a lot of fun. Do it. You can hear us anywhere in the world 5 years later, as we said earlier on, 1,825 days. We've been on the air 5 years, over 7,000 hours of programming. Holy moly. And a man who has been here, I believe, joined in month number 3. Terry Tackett now joins us on the microphone for the first time. Terry, how you doing?
Doing good.
You been listening to the show?
I have.
Have you been, you know?
I've been trying to follow along with all these conversations.
It's very difficult to do.
You need a...
need an interpreter.
Yeah.
Yeah, without question.
We've been going several directions, you know.
Now, earlier on, you were on the Mike Wilson show, sharing your reminiscences of the last 5 years.
Say that.
That was a good word, wasn't it? What are your memories of 5 years of WWGH Radio?
I got a ton of them, but the first one is like I said on Mike's show, and it'll always be the number one thing in my mind, in my heart, is always the New York trip. To me, there was just nothing like it.
If you don't remember, Sean and Terry and I went to New York.
We did,
and the town has been closed to outsiders ever since.
Yes.
Now tell the story.
But,
go ahead.
One of the funniest parts was we went to the Rainbow Room.
We certainly did.
Which, if you guys aren't familiar, that's where a lot of the NBC studios and things like that are.
No. Listen, you can't come on yet.
So go ahead. So we're dressed accordingly or whatever. We take Sean, and Sean's dressed like
the Rainbow Room. By the way, is New York's most ritzy, fancy.
Restaurant on the roof of Rockefeller Center, where NBC is.
Okay, go ahead.
So we go there. We're dressed, you know, we're dressed appropriately. We take Sean.
It's not like a bar on the east side or anything like that.
Sean's dressed like a cat burglar.
He's got like a
black T-shirt and sweatpants.
The NYPD followed us all night.
So we take the escalator up the stairs, and we get to the maitre d', I guess. She's going to get us a table or whatever, and she's this 5'2" like Oriental lady.
That's
and
correct.
Next thing you know, she's getting ready to seat me and Scott, and she says, "You can't go."
To Sean.
And Sean says, "What?" She goes, "You can't go." Why? So you don't have the proper dress. You know, you don't have a collared shirt on. So Sean tries to step around her, as big as he is, and this girl still stepped in front of him. I thought she was going to do a Chuck Norris ninja move on him, you know, or something, and, you know, start throwing the Chinese stars or something, and she's ready to throw down with the...
It did. It happened about 10 o'clock in Rockefeller Center's lobby.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, would you like to rebut that?
She was different.
She certainly was.
Yeah.
Now, where was your collar shirt that night?
It was in a suitcase.
Suitcase, okay.
Yeah. But now the next day at the View, he wore one, remember? Because they said he looked like a pumpkin.
We went to the
It was an orange one. They said he looked like a pumpkin.
We went to the View, and Donald Rumsfeld was the
there.
Guest.
Yeah.
So we
yes.
were all highly entertained.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a show.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that trip...
I think the most interesting thing on that was they answered your question for...
Well, that's right. They asked me a question. I got to talk on The View. Yeah, that was a high moment for me.
Yeah. Because God knows Donald Rumsfeld... Oh, never mind. Anyway.
He was a good guest, wasn't he?
I think I'd rather sit around and watch paint dry.
He sold so many copies. You won a trivia question at The View, though.
I won that Elizabeth Warren book or something, I think.
You got Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, The View, and this is all you got to choose from. You know, your prizes are either this, and I'm thinking, what?
They give you,
I'm hoping
you,
like a new car or something like that.
It was raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Listen, it was raining cats and dogs that morning.
Yes.
We get in there. They made us stand outside for 3 hours. We get inside.
We're drenched.
We're soaking wet. Sean's got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Terry's got some kind of other
I got respiratory, you know.
And we're wet as could be, about to go on national television, and they give you Kool-Aid and a cracker.
Right.
It was like Jonestown.
Yeah, and then I go up there, and if I see a cashier, and I'm like, don't even think about charging me. I just stood outside in this rain and endured 2 hours worth of a torrential downpour, walking through Central Park to get here. And you want to charge me for a graham cracker and some Kool-Aid.
And you got well, I was with you on the street when you got mugged.
Yeah.
I mean, you did.
Yeah. I had Joe, I don't know, the quick change artist or whatever, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
He went through your wallet. How much money did he
I think he only ended up getting me for like $10, but it was like
That's not what I saw going on here. Well,
it happened so quickly. It was like,
before you know, it was.
So I learned the hard lesson that time. Never, ever take a wallet out with you.
When you whipped your wallet out for those guys, I thought, it's over. That guy just took your wallet right out of your hands and started going through it. It was gone.
It was done.
It was a heck of, and forget the people we had interviewed on that trip.
Yeah, all.
I mean, it was a wonderful experience. Man,
those guys were,
Jim Fowler, the late Jim Fowler.
Like I say, just going down, like I was saying earlier, going down, I had to, you know, talk with him in the lobby while we were setting up for the interview. Man, just unbelievable. It was a great,
wonderful
great
memory.
Time. Yes.
We're also going to talk, because you were the only one who went with me to the Republican convention. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll talk about that momentarily.
Yeah.
2016. Patty Worcester is also with us here. And the truth be told, if it had not been for Patty and Martha Manasi, of course, one of our dear friends who we want to say hello to, just celebrated a birthday and was just honored at the Celebrate Marion Gala with Charlie Evers. Just 75 years Martha has been in town this year. 75 years teaching dance. What a wonderful lady she is. And along with Patty Worcester and the late Nick Sansota, who was a tremendous coach for midget football, helped get this thing moving in
That's
the
right.
early days. So, Patty, we just wanted to, you're always welcome,
Absolutely.
And we thank you so, so much.
We owe her a big debt of gratitude. Man.
And we hope you enjoy listening.
Oh, I do.
Yes. Now, you remember when we went to New York.
Yes.
Carrie had money before that.
Yeah. And I come back and I thought, man, I lost 20 bucks. No, they just took my wallet.
We haven't seen it since.
That's right. It's gone. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, Patty,
I think I funded some rap album they were making.
You were. It's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Hit on the charts.
Trust me.
Exactly. Now, Patty, you've listened to our election night coverage, which we always have a lot of fun with. Charlie has come in every year. And it's always a mess because we send somebody down to the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
Board of Elections, and nobody ever knows how to read the papers. Now, Linda, you did a tremendous job last
year. She did a great job.
Linda did a lot, and we send somebody to Republican and Democratic headquarters every year. Mm-hmm. And that is a fun night, is it not, Patty?
Oh, very definitely.
Because we do not break.
No.
We don't stop. Even when the results aren't coming in, Charlie and I sit and talk about the candidates.
Yeah.
If we have nothing else to do, we talk about who they were.
Well, some of the in-studio guests you've had, too. I mean,
Sean was here.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah. Now, last election day, we had Governor Strickland in the studio, mm-hmm. Ted Williams, Golden Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Ellen Withrow was with us that day. And who else was there? Oh, yeah, you were here.
Yeah, I was
Sean
here.
Was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time that day.
Yeah.
What an election. And the mayor.
Yeah. Oh,
the mayor
right.
was
that's
here.
Right. Yeah.
It was a wonderful day.
Right.
And, Patty, you also have spent many years with Junior Service Guild, which every Christmas supplies how many kids and families with toys?
Oh, my goodness. I believe this year we had 800 kids.
Oh, my.
Tremendous.
But then we also gave stuff out afterwards, what we had left over.
And the organization's been, it's a Junior Service Guild.
Yes.
Project.
Yeah, Christmas Clearinghouse.
And you put in a lot of hours during the month of December making that work.
Yes, November. October, November, and December both.
Wow.
Absolutely. And also 38 years with midget football.
That's right.
I mean, tremendous. A tremendous
awesome,
career.
Man.
And as I say, if Patty had not been here in the early days, along with Martha and the late Nick Sansota, there wouldn't be no 5-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
So I say,
absolutely.
Patty, we're always indebted to you for everything you've done.
That's right.
And you are
Thank
always
you. Thank
welcome
you for
here.
Everything. Yeah.
It's been my pleasure.
Well, we appreciate
it.
Absolutely. Now, Terry, I want you, the Republican Convention 2016.
the Royal Rumble, you mean?
Now, this was the Donald Trump Cleveland, Ohio convention.
The Royal Rumble, yeah.
And we got credentialed somehow.
We did?
They must not have heard the station.
Yeah.
So they let us in.
Somehow they let,
and,
they let us in for
they
some
let
reason.
Us in.
Yeah.
And so we were up there. And talk about what we were there when the lock her up chant started.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, we were
there
for
firsthand
that.
when Chris, what's the guy? I can't think of his name. The guy from New Jersey, the
Christie.
Chris Christie
was there.
Started the lock her up chant.
Gee whiz.
Well, I just remember one day I go in there and I hear all this swearing and cussing and I look at Scott and I said, "What's going on?" I look down. Donald Trump's practicing his speech down there. He's yelling at the guy, "Move the microphone," but he's cursing, you know, and. I was like, this guy's using terrible language. You know? And then we go to the press lounge.
Oh, the press lounge was great. Oh. Every major news source in the world was there.
You know what? That's the best thing about this presidency is that he bought all of our dinners the whole time we were there.
Well, don't tell that story. That might still be under a statute of limitations. Right. Yeah. Don't talk about that.
We had the best food in the world.
No, don't bring that up. But anyway.
But some of the people that were there.
Yeah, we walk in the press lounge because we were credentialed, and we could just go anywhere. And there, Bob Schieffer, Ted Koppel, Dan Rather, the whole group, anybody you could.
But of course, you missed the main one, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. I got a picture with the late Stewart. Roger Ailes and Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Roger Ailes, he looked like Spanky McFarland from the Little Rascals series.
He did.
But I liked him. He was a heck of a guy. He shook my hand.
And of course, we took the poll on Wolf Blitzer to see how many times he used the restroom.
Yeah, you always ran into Wolf Blitzer in the can. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know if he was ever any other place but there.
I don't know if he was on the air.
Carl Bernstein.
Carl Bernstein yelled at you.
What a bundle of joy he was.
Do you remember? Now, listen, I know our audience knows the Woodward and Bernstein of the legendary Watergate scandal.
Yeah, he was a fine gentleman.
He yelled at you.
He did. I took a note. I'm trying to get an interview with him. And he said, well, I'm kind of owned by CNN. You know,
they bought him.
So I said, okay, and your point is?
But we were able.
But the funniest thing, though, was where we were set up, and this lady come by, and she said, boy, you guys got a nice spot there. And I told Scott, I said, man, that lady looks familiar. So in the meantime, he's dying laughing. I was like, what's so funny? I was like, who was that? And he's like, you don't know? And I said, no. He said, that was Katie Couric.
It was
so
Katie Couric.
Oh, my God, that was Katie Couric.
He didn't know who Katie Couric was. He was 3 inches from Katie Couric's
face. So in the meantime,
I'm
trying to follow her around. Of course, she wants nothing to do with me, but I'm trying to follow her.
Well, see, that was the problem, because once he found out it was Katie Couric, then she had to get a restraining order.
Right, because I'm like, I know her dressing room's got to be here somewhere, you know.
And so I should have just not told you it was Katie Couric.
Well, then I'm sitting there, and I look over, and I'm rolling up this cord for the microphone. I look over, and I said, man, that guy looks familiar with that beard. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the dad from Duck Dynasty. It was Phil Robertson walking right by, you know, Montel Williams.
Oh, yeah, Montel was there. But it was the point is, it was just a bevy of people. Yeah. We were right there inside the queue.
What was nice is that you had to get by us to get to all the big NBC. And the one guy from the McNair Lerner out, he kept coming in or what?
Yes, but the capper to the whole thing was the late Phyllis Schlafly.
Oh, yeah.
Came up to do an interview.
Mother.
And her son just about came to blows with you right there at the Republican convention.
You know, why do you have mother up here this late? You know, and he's like, jeez.
And P.S., she died 2 months later.
Yeah.
Mother maybe shouldn't have came up there.
And the Van Jones interview?
Van Jones, we got to interview.
Really good guy.
Wonderful
good guy.
Van Jones person.
Good guy.
So that was, to me, that was a real,
good.
If you're talking about news and a highlight, that was wonderful.
And the lady that said we were on in Brussels? Remember she came over and interviewed us?
Yeah. And she told us that Donald Trump would never win.
And we were set up at the time. We didn't know. We were set up right across from the governor's ball. Because remember Jeff, who was the attorney general? Jeff
Sessions.
Sessions, yeah. He was there.
That little weasel came. I didn't know that was him.
Little weasel?
He was
right there. Weasel's over there.
Yeah, he was right there. I didn't know it was him. So in the meantime, this lady is in there cleaning up this room. She's complaining for the whole time. Because they left mess everywhere. The one lady left her shoes and then just everything, man.
Called the attorney general a weasel. Weasel.
Well, now what do you say to a guy who tells you if you're a heroin addict or something? He tells you to take he tells you to take two aspirin and suck it up. Now come on. I mean, he needs punched in his head.
I must have missed that speech.
That's what his answer was.
He
said take two aspirins and suck it up. Now come on. And he said he professes to be a preacher.
Wow. Excuse me. Brandy, I heard, was a preacher during the break. She's ordained.
She probably was.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Church of the Crooked Steeple.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, it was a tremendous time.
It was great, yeah.
And the Pittsburgh trip.
It was good.
You were on that one when we went to Pittsburgh when they unveiled the Mr. Rogers stamp. Yeah. And just Gallagher, you were here when he came to the studio for a week. We still haven't got the smell out, but it's wonderful that he was here.
Yeah.
We enjoyed him, a wonderful guy. But a lot of great memories.
Yeah. Yeah, been here, for Ted, every time Ted.
Ted announced he was running for president on this show. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
an
interesting
time. Yep. Like I say, it's been fun, man. I've been blessed to be part of a lot of it.
Well, we're always glad to have you. And reflection is an important thing.
Yeah.
And I think this is what you do on a fifth anniversary special.
Oh,
yeah. And all the people who've come, I mean, Jesse Jackson.
Oh,
my goodness.
Good.
Talking about the Cubs.
Yeah.
Oh, we were at the World Series together. I forgot. We were the only two at the World
Mother
Series.
Mother Nature played a big part in that, or else the Indians would have had their first championship. Sean, am I right on that? Or it not rained.
Yeah, it would have been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But because of us, we'll always be known now as the people that broke the curse of the billy goat.
That's true.
That's true. And everybody was so happy. Yeah. Now, Brandy, come on over. Yes. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Yes, you have.
Really? It was during the break. Now, what do you think of Phyllis Schlafly? That's what we really want to know.
She's commonly known as Mother.
Mother, yeah. The late Mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think the Attorney General's right about taking 2 aspirin and call me in the morning?
No. Had I not heard that, I wouldn't have said it. But I'm telling you, that's what he said.
So that must have been in the context of people who were addicted to painkillers?
It could have been. I don't know. It could have been.
Next time we do anything outside the city limits, we're going to send you.
Yes, great.
Oh, recently we went to, what's the place? Tony Pacos. Yes. We were up at Tony Pacos.
Toledo.
Mike was with us on that trip.
Yeah.
Mike, what are your reminiscences of Tony Pacos?
Oh, give me a mic.
That was
a
one. Mary Ellen Withrow signed a bun on that day.
She did. It was quite a day. Of course, I got to talk to the historian there that was very knowledgeable of...
It was haunted.
It was haunted?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bust in there. Like that.
I lost my train of thought there. It's derailed.
Historian. Yeah. Historian.
What else? She got to sign a bun. We had a lot of fun looking at everybody's buns. We had a lot of fun looking at the signed buns on the wall.
Brandy, do you want to get in this conversation? I know you do.
Who invited her?
What are you going to do?
And it was quite an experience up there. The food was good. enjoyed the time there.
That's the world's most famous hot dog. Oh, yeah. You say they were great.
Okay.
Well, maybe not.
You can say they're great.
Terry, you had some of the hot dogs.
I had a hot dog.
Good.
He also had the fish, which was very good.
Tremendous.
I didn't see the fish.
Oh, very good.
Sean, you had a hot dog. It was good.
I did.
Delicious. Really did. All right.
Now, how was the fish on a scale of 1 to 10? Scale of 1 to 10 scale. Fish.
After you debone it?
No. Oh, well.
I'm sure it came from Lake Erie, probably.
Yeah. Right? Or the Maumee, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been an interesting 5 years, and those events are what has made the station highly fascinating because we have been able to go places and have been able to do things that it seems like other people aren't doing at this particular time.
Nobody cares to do,
That's right. We're everywhere. If you don't care to do it, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be glad to do it.
If nobody cares.
You don't want to clean up that bathroom floor, we'll be glad to do it.
We'll be right there.
Now, room in hand. And
Sean, for being here all 5 years, what is the thing you remember the most?
It has to be about him breaking the chair in the studio.
Oh, he has broken
the chair. When Mr. McFeely was here. Tell that story.
That is true.
Listen.
We heard a crash.
The chairs were like old.
All four of them?
Oh.
Three.
They were. Time?
No. Oh, okay. No, it wasn't old. It was over the years. Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you an event that I remember very well. On the 40th anniversary of Kent State, we went to the Hill of Kent State, and I interviewed Dick Gregory. Yep. And you about got beat up that day, too.
By the bodyguard. Did you not?
Yeah.
Bodyguard.
You did. The bodyguard. Yeah, Gregory's bodyguard about put you out.
Because I was trying to, he thought I was trying to rush him, to hurry up and do this interview. So
I think
he was going to take me and work me over there a little bit, or something. But
Dick Gregory was a wonderful guy, though. I want to say that because I got to do
He wasn't really nothing. 6'7", but other than that, I'm just
kidding. He was giving you an eye? Oh, my God. But, he was so good to the station when he was alive. We did 2 in-person interviews, 1 in Columbus, 1 on the grounds at Kent State. Mm-hmm. He came on any time I called him. He was a gentleman of a guy. And he had very strong views. Dick Gregory had very strong views.
Oh,
but I could call...
What was that noise?
Well, because you could say one word and he went on and on and on.
Well, that was the good thing about Dick Gregory. He knew how to be a good guest.
Sure.
And he's a...
What was nice, you could go make a sandwich or get a cocktail.
Whatever you need to
drive
do.
Drive around the block and run all your errands and come back and he'd still be...
And, that was it. You said, hello, how are you, Dick?
Yeah, right. That's all. He just took it and...
But there are a lot of people who we've been able to form those relationships with who do call in on the moment. Eleanor Clift and Hugh Downs, Shecky and Sam Green. Donaldson, Shecky Green, Bill Macy.
Pat Carroll.
Phyllis Schlafly used to call in all the time. You know, it was wonderful people like that. Dick, Abe Vigoda, Five-ish Finkel, who would call
Ed
in.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner, still that way. Just genuine people who I can call and get on the show in a moment's notice, and they're always funny.
Larry Merchant.
It's and that's also an interesting thing to
have. Dr. Uline.
Exactly.
George Washington?
No. George Washington was on a couple times, sure.
Heloise
is on quite a bit. But, you know, and then there's also people like the politicians who've come on, and that is to be noted because a lot of people don't like to cover politics. But we have had everybody from the opposite, I mean, literally, Madeleine Albright and Jesse Jackson to Phyllis Schlafly and Jim Jordan. They've all been on. Yeah. Now, Jim Jordan wouldn't take my phone call now to save his life after our last conversation. Our relationship is a little sullied at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
But God bless his heart. He's a nice...
You had all three of the gubernatorial candidates.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You had Mary Taylor.
Mary Taylor came
on.
DeWine. DeWine was on, yes. DeWine was on.
You had...
Cordray, sure.
Yeah. Connie Pillage was the only one.
Pillage?
Yeah.
She
wouldn't come on, yeah.
No, but we've had... Like I said, we had Strickland. We've had Celeste. We've had... Gilligan, Governor Gilligan. So a lot of governors have been on too, and that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To interview people who've had some power, and we want to know what they're doing nowadays. And the catch-up is always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You was trying to get Kasich on at one time or another.
Well, I know you wanted me to get Kasich on.
What's your name for him, Sean? Is it Slapjaw?
Don't.
Something like that. Something like Slapjaw or something like that. What's he calling?
Oh, yes. He's something else. He's not my biggest fan, that's for sure.
What'd you say? He always flies around and he's using the taxpayers' money to fund his airport, his airplane. Or something.
Yeah, he did.
What can you? Hey, Patrick, get the Wheeze up here. We want to talk to him a little bit more. They want you. Just switch seats there.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself on the sofa there, Patrick. have a seat on.
Call us if you need help getting up. We'll
if you need help, Brandy will help you over there.
We'll help you get somebody up.
Show up.
What you?
Now, Louise, you've been here a short amount of time.
A sweater. Sorry.
You have a sweater on?
No, Patrick's sweating it.
Yeah. Now don't pick on your friend.
Oh, I love Patrick.
Well, he didn't. That wasn't a look of love that came back your way there. I don't know what that was.
Fine.
Now, have you ever been to a convention, a political convention?
No. No? I've been to the convention center.
Have you been to the convention center?
Yes.
But you got a thing coming up here in a few weeks. Papa Palooza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a convention.
What is that?
That's a concert.
With... Who are those people on that concert? O-Town. I know there's O-Town.
O-Town.
Give me a hit that they've sung.
Who?
O-Town.
I don't have time in this show to
Lance
get into that
Bass,
sort of thing. Lance Bass will be there, sure. Who's the other one?
Ryan Cabrera.
Sure.
Tyler Hilton.
Tyler Hilton, Paris Hilton's brother.
Aaron Carter.
No, that's not.
That's not who it is?
That's not who it is. Maybe it could be, but that's not.
Who is
it
Tyler Hilton?
Matter at this point.
Who's Tyler Hilton?
Not Paris's relative.
Well, that would have been big.
Why?
Because
she's not that big.
Like a few years ago, you had Ludacris on.
Years?
Oh, it seemed like years.
The last week.
We've only been here a month.
Oh, it seems like years. No, last week
I'll
you had
that as a compliment.
You had Ludacris.
Yeah.
And you didn't even plug it.
Or as the Wheeze calls him, Luda.
You came in here, you know, normally you come in here and you, this is a show tomorrow.
I don't say, yeah.
You do. You've done that about every Friday. And then you come in here and you tell me you got Ludacris on and you don't even promote Ludacris.
Because you go, who's that?
I did not say who's that.
That's what you said.
You told me that I didn't know who he was, and I do know who Ludacris is.
Who? Give me a song. I said, give me a song.
He's in the Fast and the Furious.
That's not what you said back then.
That's what I said back then.
No, it's not.
Sure.
You said he was in Boys in the Hood.
No.
That's what you said.
No, because you... What is Boys in the Hood?
So I can't plug that
that's
after you say that. What?
The last Boy Scout.
Yeah.
No. That's because you keep perpetrating this concert coming up in August.
I haven't perpetrated
it. You've perpetrated the whole thing. You and Adam are trying to get seats close to get... Right?
for the Boys to Men concert.
But you said we could sit anywhere and be close.
Well, you could. There isn't going to be. I bought the whole place.
But it's a free show.
That's right. A big spender.
Now you're like Terry. You're just giving your money out to people.
No, I mean, it's a free. I called there when I heard that Boys to Men were going to be there because you and Adam's birthday are very close together. You're both. What is it?
What?
What sign are you? Cuban.
Gemini.
Human.
Gemini. You're both Geminis.
Gemini, yeah.
I was going to get you a birthday gift. I was going to get you tickets to the Boys to Men free concert.
They're free.
Right. And I called down there and I said, give me your best seat. And they said, any seat is open. Nobody's calling. Nobody wants to come to this thing. Matter of fact, we don't even. People are calling and canceling. They've never even got tickets.
This is why I don't
plug
anything when I come in here on Friday. We talk about Brandy's unders and then we just go right
stop.
To
the. Right there you
overs,
go.
Her overs.
Will you stop talking about Brandy? Her husband's going to come in here and
I've met him.
Hit you with a Game Boy
no,
or
I've
something.
Met him. He's fine. He yes. just doesn't
you have
like
not
you.
Met him.
Yes, I have.
You have not word. Met him.
Yes, I did.
That's a lie.
What's his name again?
So, Scott, do you know who Ludacris's cousin is? It's a famous comedian, an actor.
Sure.
He doesn't even know who Ludacris is.
I know who Ludacris is.
You know who his famous cousin is? It's a well, as a deceased, a famous actor and
oh, who do you
comedian.
Think it is?
Well, I know. I looked it up. And
oh, who's that?
Everything online's true.
I believe it.
It's literally a very famous comedian actor. He's deceased.
Dick Gregory.
No. More famous.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that when you have Ludacris on the show and he's going to do liners for you, is that you punch it.
But I tried.
No, you didn't.
I was punching it all the way up to the Saturday thing.
This is, oh my. Who is it? That's not true. Do you know O-Town?
No.
Do you know Ryan Fabrera?
No.
His name's, that's why. Nobody
is that the
knows
guy
Ryan
that hosts
Fabrera.
American Idol? Or
what's his name?
Who was
he used to date Ashley Simpson. Just
who?
Because of, see, I can't promote this stuff because we go around that.
Who dated Ashley Simpson?
I'm going to have a stroke. Come on, stroke.
Come on, Ryan. Did you have some of that pizza?
Yeah, it's very good. I love Domino's Pizza.
By the way, Domino's Pizza supported this event. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Anyway, what I'm saying is
hi.
You don't know who O-Town is.
No.
You don't know who Ryan something, a Berra? Yogi
Cabrera.
Berra?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yogi
Berra.
You know Lance Bass, though.
Yes.
Out of all those people.
Well, we all know Lance Bass.
I know, but the other guys are like B actor. Like, it's a fun throwback show for people probably 20, 30s, 40s.
You
50s,
don't
60s.
Call Paris Hilton's brother a throwback or a B act?
I still don't think in the past 5 minutes they've been related. I still
in
think
in any event,
not.
Terry, why don't you, because this is the fifth anniversary special, since we've got a few minutes left here, we've got about 18 minutes left in the broadcast, why don't you give them the big announcement as far as what else is happening in Columbus this coming weekend?
This coming weekend.
This
also
coming weekend
is going to be a huge concert.
A huge, where they actually charge for tickets.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they can actually, we have tickets.
Yes.
You don't have tickets.
Yes, I do.
You have no tickets. Who told you had tickets? Yeah.
Huh?
Who told you had tickets?
Well, it depends on how he acts.
Oh, you told him he had tickets?
I said it all depends on how his show goes.
Oh, we're going to have a meeting after this special's over.
I'm here to cordially invite you because we're going to talk to the band.
Yeah, but who can charge for seats?
It is going to be.
Going to be.
At Promo West.
Whoa. Yes. Yep, Promo West.
Pavilion.
Where they charge for tickets.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Real concert.
Too hot. You got it.
Two good bands. The Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms.
And Soul Asylum.
You got it. You know Gin Blossoms, Sean?
Yes, I do.
Darn right.
Somebody here says that the Gin Blossoms have sold more albums than Boys to Men.
But that's not true.
No, but
it's going to be a great show.
The Gin Blossoms in 2019 can charge for seats, and Boys to Men just have to hope people
because
show up.
Because they don't need the money. They just want to bring the community together. This is like a broken record.
I know. I'm sorry. You
should just
plug
this out.
Why do you have to keep bringing this up?
You
stay over there.
You brought it up.
In any event, you're going on a date with Brandy. Is that what I heard? He's in the first hour.
I didn't submit my resume.
Did you? Oh. Don't touch that.
No, with you.
No. Well, God bless Brandy.
Like, we don't have to hold hands or anything. Like, it's fine. Like,
who's
I'll drive.
Going? Where?
Us, you, me.
I'm busy that day.
No, you're not.
I'm busy that week.
Terry already told me.
No, I'm busy. Got things going on.
Terry said Scott wants to know if you'll take him to the Gin Blossoms.
Can't go. Busy.
We'll go to dinner.
No, got other things going on.
We'll stare at each other. It'll be
nice. What about Jennifer?
What?
What about your
She's fine if I stare at you.
No, she's not. Take Adam. Adam wants to go to the Gin Blossoms. Don't you want to go, Adam?
We can't gin or blossom.
Gin blossoms.
Oh, I think I have to wash my hair that day.
Do you? Oh, no.
And you're...
Well, I wash it very carefully for my hair.
So we have a date, Saturday.
No, I can't go.
What's the date,
I can't
Saturday,
go.
Guys? What's the
15th.
Date?
15th. You can't
That's
go.
That's going to be our first
hey, Brandon,
date. Happy anniversary.
You got some resumes last week? Let's talk about that.
Let's not talk about that.
That's my favorite.
She
memory.
Got photos with her resumes,
Did
too.
She?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was Brandy and I were alone last Friday because Charlie and Weasel got out of here. Okay. We were on the air. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. All right.
We were on the air, and Brandy told me that she wanted resumes for something. I don't know what in the world she wanted, but she eventually did get them.
Did she run background checks? Is that what she wanted the resumes for?
She just
I just want to know what's the address these were supposed to be sent to.
I am not putting that on.
Why would you get them in the first place?
Facebook
By
page.
Facebook. There you go. Yeah. It's all Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Nate, how's it been going in the other room? I haven't got a chance to go in there yet.
Well, we've been keeping track of the pizza.
How's the pizza doing?
The pizza's holding its own even with me around it.
Oh, there you go.
Which is a miracle in and of itself.
Nate's a big pizza connoisseur.
You get me around a pizza pie, and it's not really going to last all that long. But I think there's enough for yourself, maybe each one to have maybe a fourth of a slice left, you know, and maybe a little bit of Diet Coke if you're lucky.
There you go. Now, Nate, tell us about your broadcasting career, because it started before this station.
Yeah, I first went on the air when I was 13 years old at a station just north of here, and I was scared to death. But I had a friend of mine that put me on the air, and I read PSAs, public service announcements, and so did that. And then when I was 16, the station manager said, hey, how about doing your own show? And it was a music show. Southern gospel music format's what it was. So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I did, and ended up doing that for 14 years.
Wow. 14 years.
14 wow. years up there. And at one point hosted the morning show up there.
And it was a very popular show.
Yeah, it held its own and had a lot of feedback and met a lot of good friends and made a lot of good contacts. And then after that, I didn't have anything to do. So I was looking around for something to do and found you guys.
That's how we get people.
We're just waiting. We're the last on everybody's list.
I guess I can call them.
That's how we do. Yeah. No, but your time here has been short, but the shows have been very good. You give away great prizes every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 here on the station. And it's been a fun show to listen to.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to put on, just doing a variety of offbeat news, you know, on this day in history. Ladies' Corner, that's kind of been a popular thing I've heard from my friends on Facebook, doing a recipe every week and putting that up on Facebook for people to check out. And, you know, you can't really write it down while hearing it on the radio, but you can look it up later if it sounds good, you know, and kind of, you know, make you a little bit hungry for whatever it is we're talking about that particular day.
And you also highlight places in Ohio that people can visit?
Yes. Yeah. Always looking around for a good place to go. This week we've got a place called Mystery Hill, I believe. So we'll be talking about that on the broadcast. And always looking for something interesting for folks to visit, and something that's, you know, kind of for the whole family to go get together and go see.
Now, in your opinion, what is radio supposed to be? If you had to give a definition, what would it be?
Oh, radio! I like it live. I like it lively. And I like it with just lots of opinions.
Now, how have you felt about this program tonight?
Oh, tonight. Tonight's been great. Tonight's one of those programs you want to archive and listen to again. Yes,
you
definitely.
You have to understand what we all said.
Yeah. Nothing like 3 in the morning and, duty.
But it's tremendous, because a lot of people with great radio backgrounds have been able to come here, like Weeze, like Mike Wilson, like Nate, and... like Adam, and do a lot of great things. Certainly Charlie in 65 years in radio. And then there are also people who have become great radio people, like Linda and the Pastor Whitaker. and Marge Hazelett, who was with us for a long time. When we say hello to Marge, I know she's out there listening. Yeah. So there are a lot of people who have been here in 5 years who've helped make everything flow right along.
Absolutely.
And a lot of great guests who keep on coming back on and back on and back on, and the civic leaders and the people in the community. And I know that with Linda's show and Mike's show, that's certainly a very dependent point. Mm-hmm. To have people on.
Yes, it is.
And well, Linda, I guess in 5 years now, boy, that's a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows and a lot of guests. And like you said, a lot of repeaters. You know, some people call me up. Well, I would like to talk about this or that. Can you pencil me in? Well, great. And then I had H. Good, and he said, well, can you pencil me in like every, you know, kind of often? I said, well, I'll give you every second Tuesday of the month. And so that's been going pretty good, you know.
Who was that group that you had on, that music group, while at the mall?
Oh, that was called...
they were really good.
Yeah, something about the street.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Man and Wife?
Yeah.
I can't think of their name.
Just before you get on 23.
Well, you know who else though? She had quite a bit. Was a Mother Hatch. Mother Hatch was.
You know, this program really needs subtitles.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Possum.
Yeah.
I have Possum on. Yeah.
Possum.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were good, though.
Scott, yeah, good. Your favorite guest,
they
Mother Hatch.
Oh, I love Sister Hatch. Absolutely. Yes.
And I had a bake show.
Yeah.
I mean, a baking.
Yeah, your daughters?
My daughter had a baking thing. We sold baked goods. Yeah. Out there
to
the mall.
Well, and that's one of the hallmarks, we hope, of this station. You could not find a more diverse group, bunch of people. I mean, it is everything from politics to news to places in Ohio to visit to cooking to computer hints to anything. I mean, there's just so much going on to people doing, you know, odd things, pop culture news. I mean, any station that can go from Shecky Green to Ludacris in 1 week, that is a diverse place to be.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The great thing that we've never done in 5 years is ever deny somebody to come on the
air. Absolutely.
Anybody who's ever had an opinion, anybody who ever wanted to say something, anybody who ever wanted to come on and do anything has always been welcome.
And will be welcome.
And will be welcome.
Yep, absolutely.
Because that's what you have to do.
Sure.
And
that's what community radio, in my opinion, is all about.
It's got to be. And local news. And Zach Fuller, we should mention, who does our weather now.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah.
Does a tremendous job with that. We learn a lot about the weather. He not only does a weather report, but he gives us weather tips. We have to say the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, which airs every Sunday from 6:10 to 7 and Wednesday from 6:10 to 7. They are a tremendous group and have been with us. They were originally with us for a long period of time and now have come back. And they're on every Sunday and Wednesday. And everybody who's ever supported the station in the last 5 years, if the lights weren't on, we couldn't be here.
That's right.
You can have all kinds of equipment, but if you can't pay the bills, you can't do
it. But if the lights are on, that doesn't mean somebody's home.
No, not many.
Especially
you got
here.
They might be out. You got that right. It could be.
Especially this group, you know.
Well, you know, and what I want to do is what has this last 5 year period, you've been here almost the entire time, Terry, meant to you?
Man, to me, it's been just, I don't know. I've learned a lot. I almost want to use the, not really life changing, but just it's been great. I mean, I've learned a lot about, you know, radio and just a lot about different people, and just it's been great. So,
Linda, you've been here the entire time since day one.
It's given me a voice. Over the airways, it's given me a voice. I can state my opinion. I've learned to let my personality come through. You know, I can laugh at my mistakes and laugh at other people. I mean, I really enjoy it. I really do.
Patty, being here in the beginning and not knowing what the station would be 5 years later, what do you think?
Any regrets? You don't regret it,
hopefully. I have no regrets. Okay. I think it's been wonderful. I see it improving from day to day.
Absolutely. Nate, you've been listening since the early days, and now you're here.
What do you think?
Part of the,
it's something to look forward to, you know, to when I get up in the morning, to something to switch on, something to listen to in the car, my radio companion. Yeah. That's what it is, well, my radio companion, like good, my friend.
And that's a good way to put it because, I mean, there's a lot of times, like, you know, I'm excited about, you know, so you're like you can't wait to get there, you know, I mean, because what's this day going to be like, you know, or whatever.
Mike, you've been listening for a while. Now you're here with us.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay.
Carrie took all your time. Sorry.
I know.
That's about all we got.
And we're keeping the mic away from Adam, I noticed. Well, it's been, you guys like become like another family to me. It's, yeah, I've met some wonderful people here, and you're all very supportive, and I really appreciate it.
Adam, 60 seconds.
I'm well known for liking to listen to my own show, which I often do when I work out or I'm running errands, but I do learn so much, Scott. You know, I love the old-time celebrities that you talk to. Bill Macy is someone I consider to be an idol, and just to hear him on the air, sounding just like he did on Maude, is wonderful. He's funny. I crack up and always learn something. Linda's a great speaker, good guests, and just she puts the effort she puts into her show. I know she puts 110% every time. Terry does so much, like I do. Terry does a lot behind the scenes, a lot of show engineering, keeping the station together. The Weasel and Patrick, it's great to have former big time Columbus radio hosts. Brandy is new to the station. She's great. A little controversial, but always fun. Her banter with Charlie and Scott is always good. Again, it's a giggle, but you also think a little bit. It's good to hear different opinions. Right. Okay. So Nate's a great addition. Yeah. I like to guess the trivia questions. I wish I could win a prize, but I can't. And, you know, Mike, I know from previous stations, always has good guests, always well-spoken. I think he's a great piece in this crazy little system we call WWGH Radio.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Adam. Brandy, what do you think? You didn't in the beginning.
Your
you didn't want to
argument.
Come.
Yeah.
We had to pry you out of your lawn chair at the fair. And so what do you?
She gave up a glass of Kool-Aid to come here.
She did. It was either us or the lemonade.
Yeah right. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's something different that I've never done before, and so, you know, I just decided I was going to take the opportunity that was presented and give it a shot,
well,
and I hope
in
people
in all honesty,
enjoy
though,
it.
You've been a great piece to that Friday.
Oh, thank you.
You've been a very good addition to that.
Scott,
exactly what these guys needed. You two were exactly what that show needed.
You know, I was on that show before those two. What does that mean?
Yes, I don't know.
Well, you on the other hand, now just go home.
Charlie and I will just stay away from now on.
That's awesome.
Who needed us?
Yeah.
I do want to say I still miss Marge, and I hope she's doing well.
Yes we all miss Marge.
Marge was get well. What's that with her?
She's she had a little recovery.
She
had a little episode, but she'll be back.
Good.
I've talked to
Marge.
And yeah, we love Marge. Marge Hazlett. All right, Weez, you're the new one. What do you think? But you were here early on, as we said. We did an interview early on.
Yeah, and that worked out.
Kind of.
4 years later.
4 years later, you were able to come back.
It took that long to get my background check back.
Your resume together.
I just like to say sorry to everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm kidding. You know what? Coming from Columbus to I grew up in Marion, everybody here is great. Like, just that warm welcome and that local feel. I don't know. It's just different. It feels different, but it feels great. I'm just happy to be here. And I just take it one show at a time because I don't know how long you guys will have me. So
cool. One show at a time.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing is something that Mike, I think, touched on there, and Nate touched on, and Terry touched on. And
it's
other people,
touching.
But all that whole thing about, you know, before them, the show was, you know, Terry, what in the world were you saying? I mean, come on. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, I think one of the most important things is it's true. I have worked at other places where people don't get together like this. And one of the reasons that I think these parties do end up on the air is because it does feel a little bit like a family atmosphere. Nobody takes anything personal here that we all say to each other. We do all laugh together.
Yes,
and
do.
Laughter is the best medicine, and we've been doing that since day one. It was always that way. You
it's
know,
the
when
best
you,
formula, man. I mean, it works.
Yeah,
when
you invite people to a party, they don't have to come.
Right?
It's not a mandatory thing, but everybody usually does come. And that's what makes it fun. And Christmas is the same thing. And we all get together and sing Christmas carols. And the people who are no longer with us, like Paul Savage and Glenna, well, Glenna's still with us, but Paul has passed away. But they did a tremendous show for so long. And Brett Cornelius, who was with us for the longest time and did great shows on this station.
Mm-hmm.
And Satch Solinger was here and did a lot of great work with us.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing to have that sort of thing. And
I don't know. Sean, what do you think? I didn't want to skip over you.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know, 5 years just flew right by. You know, when we first started, you asked me 5 years ago, hey, how about we start opening a radio station? I was like, well, you know, I think it'd be a fun idea because nobody had a talk radio station or a country half and half. So I was like, you know, I think it'd be fun. And I'm glad everybody's here today. And I had fun, Linda, from day one. I learned a lot of I have a lot of friends. So thank you very much, guys. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work.
And yeah, and in the parting notice, I mean, one person is on the air at a time here. But the truth is that people get credit for things that they do. Yep. But the truth is, it takes a village. And this certainly has been a happy village to be a part of from day one. And as I say, if it wasn't for Patty, we would not have been here. Right. Adam you, came. Yeah, Patty was you, was Patty. The start, yes, absolutely. Yep. And Adam came along and reinvigorated us with great obituary reports, which weren't being done in town, giving us a website where you can download things, old copies of shows and live broadcasts,
archives,
which are there, which you can listen to anything. People who aren't even here anymore, you can go listen to on the website.
Yeah.
And then Wheeze came along and brought a whole new group of things on Saturday morning and opened us up to a new day of programming. And, of course, Terry is constantly coming up with ideas, and he'll send me messages and say, let's do this and let's do that. And the whole Gin Blossoms thing is attributed to him, along with many other things over the years. And, of course, Sean has been here since day one. We did the first show together on the first day.
He was our football game technician.
Football game technician when we did the football games. Has come in and done a lot of the bull work, stayed here while we were over at the fair and did the engineering and kept the tower
the Pittsburgh thing going. He was,
all kinds of things. Yeah. And, of course, Charlie Evers, who had to leave early tonight. But Charlie is a linchpin of this station.
And I do want to do a shout-out. We do have an engineer. We do have a new engineer that he could not be here tonight. He keeps everything running in the background for us when I can't do it. So we want to give a shout out to Dustin. So,
well, and like I say,
welcome aboard, Dustin.
Yes, but it's all that and more, and we certainly appreciate it. But most importantly, we appreciate the listeners, people listening to this right now, because if you weren't here, highly unlikely we would get together to do this.
True.
Yes. So we thank them for everything that they have done for 5 years.
Winning prizes, calling in, everything.
Yeah. For making us a station people listen to and enjoy and have fun, and nothing's off limits. And it's a joy to be around.
Thanks, everybody here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. And that is going to wrap it up for the 5th anniversary special here on WWGH Radio. So we are going to close it up. But we thank everybody in this room and everybody who was here tonight. And everybody say good night to the listening audience out there.
Good night.
Hi, buddy. We want to thank you for keeping everything
going. Yeah, the glue that keeps everything going.
Well,
there you go.
Crazy glue.
Oh, here we go. We got
the whole thing. All right.
He does a glue.
More programming coming up next. Stay tuned. WWGH Radio.
One.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading